New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk news updates. This Thursday is, or whenever you're listening to this, is going to be a very hefty dose indeed, I feel like.
When is it not?
You're right. But this one definitely, it just seems like it's a good healthy dose of K-pop, because we are going to obviously talk about KCON.
Yes.
Because a lot of stuff has been coming out recently. Whether it be good or bad, it's up to you. In terms of bad, it's always, you know, how this shit goes. It's basically them not really dropping the full lineup.
Tickets go on sale in like today.
Exactly. So perfect. It's the usual KCON thing that we all have to deal with. So we'll get more into that. We'll have some quick but big BTS news coming up. We have some more like concert FOMO, of course, always whenever there are concerts in Asia. Updates on the it feels like never ending HYBE versus MHJ drama. Yeah. Yep. Including she even had a second press conference. So how fun is that? Haley is actually gonna have more stuff to talk about. I feel like boy next. Well, is it again?
No, I thought like again at the end. The end segment, we all know
it's Haley's Haley's corner, Haley's time. But it's not just BTS and Stray Kids, because this week it seems like Haley has more Boy Next Door to talk about.
I do,
and that's why we will actually be pushing Boy Next Door all the way to Haley's last segment. Usually, after BTS and Stray Kids, so they're gonna be the end. Wow, what a turn of events, I guess. Right. I had no words for it to describe something as monumental as this.
Yeah, because when I sent it, he's like, whoa, there's so much Boy Next Door.
Boy Next Door ending the podcast.
Like, it's not my fault they were doing a lot of stuff.
Wow, Zico would be so happy. But yeah, we'll do that all at the end in terms of that. So let's get started. Don't forget to like, follow, hit that notification bell, subscribe, whatever you got to do to help the podcast out, because we do have a lot of listeners. I know, like, I brought up the ratings and everything because it's cool, because, like, first off, thank you to everyone who have actually been kind enough to spend like a few seconds or a minute of their time to give us ratings, reviews. We really appreciate it, of course.
Thank you.
And I think we have like 108-ish or whatever. I don't even know right now on Spotify. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting enough, because I know there's way more of you that listen, because like when I check the podcast out every week when I upload, I always look at all the stuff going on. Mm-hmm. We have like over like 2,000 of you. There's over 2,000 of you listening.
Leave us a 5-star.
So even just if you're enjoying this episode, if you're not enjoying this episode, wait till there's an episode that you enjoy, then you leave the 5-star.
Yes.
So there you go. But thank you to everyone still tuning in weekly, and whoever's enjoying this podcast in general. Mm-hmm. And Haley, where can they check us out? What can they do?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast. And if you want to send us a DM, please message us on Instagram.
Perfect.
Yes.
Like Haley gets a lot of messages responded to. Like she's pretty solid on it, and most of them are for her. This is so. There you go. Let's see. Okay, we should start with comebacks. Comebacks. June 7th. So if you're really listening to this, maybe it's already out.
Probably.
But it was dropped so last minute. We didn't even have this on the news for last week because it was pretty recent. Jungkook. Yes. This man is going to have another single. Never Let Go. He is never letting go of surprising us, to be honest. With good music. Because every time he drops something, it's always a banger.
Of course. It's Jungkook.
It's Jungkook, right? That's all I can say. It's Jungkook. You know, like, oh, man, we've enjoyed Seven and Standing Next to You. Like, of everything has been phenomenal, right? Like, so the expectations are high for Jungkook, but I think he'll at least meet everyone's expectations. So super excited to see the video and the dance and the song, too. We'll find out what it is, because we don't even know if it, maybe it could be a slow song, or we don't know.
Is there going to be a music video? I'm wondering. Maybe it's just digital single.
We'll see.
Like, just the music, maybe.
That's true. We'll see. I mean, we won't find out till everything drops.
Because this was, like, prepared for Festa, which is coming up.
Ah, yes, Festa.
So that's why it was just, like, dropped surprising. Like, it surprised a lot of us. We're like, whoa, okay, Jungkook's releasing another single. Okay.
Yes. Yep. Can't wait. Let's see. June 10th, Everglow and Signature are both having their fifth album comebacks. June 13th. Sunmi is going to be having her single, Balloon in Love. I wonder if she's going to do, because we still have no updates yet for Waterbomb LA.
Oh, yeah. We haven't gotten
We have our, like, we all of our friends and our, like, ourselves, too. We have some artists that we think would possibly go.
I mean, that's still far.
It's still a little bit, it's, you know, we still have KCON, right, of course. And but it's just, you know, like. I wish we kind of heard more, but if anything, they're just pulling. Hopefully, they don't pull like a full on KCON. But we
release it a week before.
Because, like, all these people who are trying to travel for KCON or for, you know, specific groups, they don't know. They won't know until like a week or two before something happens, and then they have to book last minute. Oh, man, that sucks.
Yeah.
I'm so happy we live in LA. So, continuing from there, the last thing I do have here for comebacks, because, you know, we don't want to go too far ahead and have nothing to talk about each week. June 14th, I reached all the way here because Nayeon is going to be dropping her second mini album, Nah. Because I'm pretty sure the order they're going in is like they're going to. It's going to, like, spell, like, I'm Nayeon, which is really I'm, right? They have Im. Im is her also her, like, last name, too. Yes. So maybe the next one's going to be called Yeon? I don't know. That's my assumption. It just seems like it.
And pre-orders are already out for that.
Oh, yeah. Like, a lot of stuff is sold out in terms of, like, she had, like, signed ones. She had, like, this special one where, like, I think she was performing or having, like, I saw it when it was sold out, and I was kind of sad. But I think she was having something where, like, you get to see her perform it somewhere. I don't even know the details.
Oh,
but
we wouldn't be able to go.
That's it's true though. In we've Korea. Been so no. It was it was sold in the American shops, like JYP shop and the Twice shop.
Oh, okay.
So I don't even know. It could have been in New York. I don't know if there's like a filming in New York or if it was here in LA. So, but those sold out. And then when I selected it, it didn't really say any more details. So I was like, oh, whatever. I don't want to keep thinking about it and have more FOMO. I have enough FOMO in my life already. Let's see. That's pretty much it. But we did finally catch up on another music video that released during this week.
Right.
Haley, do you want to do the introduction for which video we watched?
Yeah, so it was AT's new song, Work. And honestly, that song is really catchy.
It is so catchy. Oh,
they filmed it here.
Oh, it was so... Yeah, so they were so busy doing so much, like when they were here for Coachella.
Right, yes.
They filmed a lot... Like in Coachella Valley in Palm Springs, and also did a lot here in LA,
Koreatown.
And funny enough, in Koreatown, because like one of the parts of the music video is really quick.
Right,
they're doing it at they're like rapping and singing in front of
BCD
Tofu House
in K Town,
which is like literally like 5 minutes from one of our friends' house.
Right.
So it's pretty crazy.
We ate there.
We ate there within the past like a few months ago or something.
And then I think Hongjoon was even in the back and he was like creating all the sundobus.
That was freaking hilarious. Sick. That part was pretty awesome. But it's really cool. And it's like BCD Tofu, like it's kind of like a chain restaurant. You know, a lot of good like Korean food.
It's really good.
The one in K-Town is cool because it's the only one in terms of like, you know, LA and everything that is open 24/7. So that's obviously the go-to place, you know, on late nights or like super early mornings, you know, after concerts and everything. Also, Jenny, that's one of Jenny's favorite, apparently one of her favorite restaurants when she's here in LA. So there you go, if you need more reason. But let's talk more about the music video, because there's also cowboys.
Kind of crazy.
There's like a lot of stuff going on. There's all I can think of is Song. Yeah.
Song was riding an ostrich.
And Son is basically
naked
again. Of so.
In
I mean,
a cowboy
that's
outfit.
Basically the thumbnail of the video.
They're doing a lot of different weird jobs, I would say, because about working.
What's called work. Yeah, and if you listen to the lyrics, too. But honestly, like, yeah, that's like the best clickbait, having like a half-naked Son with a cowboy hat. That's a great thumbnail, yeah. Mm-hmm. But you're right, like, it's about doing like odd jobs just to make money. Mm-hmm. Working, which is basically the story of K-pop stan's life.
Like what we do.
That's all of our lives. Whoever, if you're listening to this right now, it's your life too. Because, like, to be honest, if it's not even concerts, which is, you know, concerts are big part of it, it's also
merch.
Albums, merch. You're right. The list goes on. We all need this work. Mm-hmm. Also, don't forget, Willy Wonka was in this too.
Oh yes, Mingy. His outfit was definitely Willy Wonka.
He's in his Willy Wonka era. He performed as Willy Wonka even at Coachella, right?
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah, like his top hat and everything.
He's so funny.
So he's keeping with the theme for this comeback. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate that. Also, Binny.
Yes, Changbin and Ooyong actually did a dance challenge together. I guess I'm talking about it now.
BFFs, yes. Finally reunited.
They did the work dance challenge. I'm still upset that they never did Bouncy together. That's like a missed opportunity. But I will take it.
Their paths never crossed for comebacks.
I guess.
Possibly.
Yeah, so because they were both at the, I think it was the K-Wave.
Oh,
concert. So that's where they filmed
that
this.
K-Wave concert. Man, Korea,
right?
So jealous.
Yep.
That has a like. There's a little part I'm gonna bring up later on that I do have some concert FOMO about. Mm-hmm. They had like a great lineup too. By the way, K-Wave was that shit was stacked. Let's see. Let's move on. Oh, also, we did watch another new music video because it's a new rookie group that literally debuted like a few days ago. Mm-hmm. I think they debuted like June 2nd or something. Bad Villain. Like, I even saw a Dispatch post about them, which blew my mind. I'm like, what the fuck? Why is Dispatch just posting like a random thing about Bad Villain? Usually it's like they post stuff when groups are leaving the airport or some other stuff that's going on. They just did like a random post. They just dropped a post about them saying, even quote unquote, like kind of saying that they're like the next like a big rookie group or something like that.
Oh, really?
Big is not the word. It was like some other adjective. I can't remember. No, it's not even up. But the way that they put it, it's like they put them on a pedestal, like monster. I think they said the next monster rookie group. I was like, okay.
Is that throwing how shade much you, at Baby Monster?
How much you getting paid, Dispatch, for this for this post, right? Okay, so ironic enough that you mentioned that. So first off, Bad Villain is from the same entertainment company called BPM Entertainment as Viviz. Taemin, after you know he moved on to his like solo stuff. You know what, when you said Baby Monster and Baemon, it's crazy enough because we listened to it. A lot of people have been saying they're almost like trying to copy Baby Monster. Of course,
copying
people, like, oh my god, like you think they waited till Baby Monster debuted then came out with a similar song. I'm pretty sure they've been working on this before the debut,
right?
So there's that going on. But honestly, when we heard it, it does have like a YG sound,
it
don't
does.
You think?
I feel like they could fall under YG.
Oh, man. Like, it has a YG sound, like, for sure. And I think they are like
more
a group
like
of six or seven also.
Blackpink, I would say.
Yeah, they have a very similar Blackpink sound. The song I thought was pretty catchy, too. So we'll see what happens with this quote-unquote monster rookie group. And also, like, during the music video, too, they were like wearing like that, like, interesting style, like almost like Overwatch.
Yes,
right, like
Overwatch.
Almost like that Overwatch style thing too. That was interesting. Like remember the Seraphim did that for the Gentle Monster,
right? Yeah, those
like,
cool,
like the thing that comes glasses. Out of your ears, like
kind of look like a mech or like a pilot,
like
a
mecha
Gundam pilot or something,
mecha robot antenna thing.
Yeah,
so that was pretty interesting to see. Pretty cool. Let's see, let's move on. Okay, so G Idol, Soyeon, their fearless leader, is actually taking a break from activities due to health issues. she even like had to go to the hospital. So hopefully it's nothing too serious, but they said that's due to her condition and was told to get a lot of rest. So I imagine it's possibly like fatigue, burnout, something like that. Hopefully nothing serious. Not like another collapsed lung like with winter and all of a sudden winter's back.
She's
and,
fine.
Like, she's fine. It's like no big deal. Just had a collapsed lung.
Right, yeah.
A few weeks ago or a month ago or so, whatever. Let's see. So hopefully we haven't even heard anything about G Idol, like in terms of any tours, tour dates dropping. Oh, that reminds me, since you brought up aespa for a quick second. Aespa did announce that they will be, they were gonna tour, right? They're gonna be in Asia, but by the time they reach America, like North America and everything, it's gonna be, and Europe also, it's gonna be next year.
Yeah, so 2025. So
you can save your money and you'll be safe, because next 2025 next year is when they will actually be touring around North America, South America possibly, and Europe.
Yes.
So there we go. We kind of have confirmation now, so you don't have to save too much, like thinking that we're going to perform here or tour this year. So we have a little bit of that. Kiss of Life, they dropped their light stick, and it's pretty cool. I don't know if you saw it.
I did.
Isn't it cool?
Yeah.
It's like a heart, and it has like in the middle of the heart, it's like an EKG strip.
Yeah. And then it beats.
And like, it like, yeah. Yeah, it has, so actually like, has like a heartbeat thing. I like me and Haley, we talk about this, and I'm sure many of you probably like an overall consensus. We appreciate all these like really unique and clever lightstick designs instead of the basic bitch
globe,
right? But I mean, the last one we talked about was Exegy. Exegy had that cool like
spaceship.
Like it's like like a spaceship.
And it can be like customized.
Yeah, you could put different. Like I think one of the tokens that you could put in, it's almost like Aespa. Aespa has that thing where you could customize putting like
the names,
for the specific bias you have. I think there was one that looked like Doge, the dog.
Yeah, yeah.
The Shiba Inu.
Yeah,
he's flying in the spaceship. It's pretty awesome. So, excited about Kiss of Life. Hopefully, we hear something about like a tour coming up. Still waiting for that. I definitely want to check them out. I feel like they've been so relevant, like, all over social media. Like, you see, especially, like, Natty is everywhere.
Right, with Jay Park.
Especially, oh, yeah, that's true. She had the Taxi song with Jay Park. Let's see. Let's keep going, because, oh, my God, Haley. There's a, we are not, we're, oh, my goodness. Okay. Because we're just about to talk about KCON.
Yes, we'll try and keep this short and sweet. Honestly,
because obviously we'll probably be talking KCON again next week.
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking about it again when it happens, the week before and the week after the madness. Haley, so what can you tell us about KCON? What the heck is going on?
So they did end up dropping hints, which they do every year.
Always. Without fail.
So there was listed 25 artists that you could find on this hint sheet.
So and basically, it wasn't the crossword puzzle.
No, it wasn't the crossword
puzzle. That crossword puzzle was pretty easy, though. It was nice because it's like
very
you could easily
get
your answer straightforward. But this one
was like a little bit more difficult if you're not familiar with where the pictures are from. So each little icon or photo was taken from the groups or like slash solo artists.
Well, it's not really a photo. It's like a sketch or almost like art. Right?
It's like
digital
a clip
art
of something that came from the music video, like their latest music video.
That's your clue.
Yes, that is the clue. So like obviously the first one that I saw that was so obvious for me was Boy Next Door.
Right there.
Earth, Wind and
upper,
Fire.
Upper right corner.
I saw it. They had
so
the little
obvious
sun, the raindrop, the cloud, and that's in their music video. And it looks exactly like that. So that's how we knew that they were going to come. Also, there was like a lot of people saying that 80s was coming because they thought that there's like this car. So a lot of people were thinking
that
was going to be 80s. And it's not in their most recent music video. So it was actually ZB1 because Feel the Pop.
That makes sense.
It was them flying in that car. So it's taken like exactly how it looks like in the music video. So the ones that I knew were like those. The rest, I wasn't sure. We kind of guessed Taemin because like he had the outfit.
Same
for
with
Guilty.
Somi.
And Somi.
But to be honest, like we don't even have to talk about the clues anymore because
they finally
dropping
it.
Stuff.
Yeah, so they did confirm. We have two lineup. Like
So far.
I think
do you want to go?
There's going to be another one.
I have a feeling there's a third one. I think there's going to be a third. I feel like they usually do like a third drop.
Yeah, so which they need to hurry up because like the tickets for pre-sale goes on sale on Friday and it's already Wednesday today. So,
of this recording,
and they haven't
sure.
dropped the full lineup yet. So.
And the thing is, they're like they're doing meet and greets, and then they have a special KCON stage. So
right.
it's a little bit different from the previous years ish because like this KCON stage is actually fairly big.
Yes.
It's like an actual bigger part of like another part of the convention, mm-hmm. which I'm so happy they're utilizing both sides of the convention center again. Or not, like, because last year they didn't. Right?
No, it was just West Hall.
It was just the West Hall.
Which is
oh
tiny and not good for
and
like
they use
K-Con.
Those small ass rooms in between. Yeah.
God,
so they're using the full on South Hall.
Thank God.
Along with the West Hall, I believe, mm-hmm. for the convention. So we'll see what happens.
So for the first lineup that has been confirmed, should I read it in days or just like who's going?
I think just who's going. Everyone else could find out who, but you should do it by like, okay, here's a list of meet and greets for now, and there's just look at the meet and greets. Then here's the list of like the showcase. The
okay, so
list
the
of K-Con
ones
stage.
That I'll do the lineup first. So the ones that will be performing on the main stage for Crypto Arena are gonna be BB, P1 Harmony, Taemin and Hypen, Nmix, 2US, Island 2, Zero Base One, Zico, Boy Next Door, INI, Kepler. G-O-D?
I'm curious about...
Or is it God?
God. I'm wondering for Kepler if it's like going to be 9 or 7 members by the time they're here.
Okay. I don't know.
We'll see.
Joe Yuri, is it Mi-I?
Possibly.
Or May? Mi-I? John Somi and Stacy. So those ones have been confirmed for the M Countdown Crypto Arena like performance. Like the end of the night. Performance.
I
basically.
Have a feeling Somi is gonna be the host for the last 100%.
They
should have.
We've always said that too. I was like, Somi should be a freaking host for KCON.
She's perfect.
She speaks English and she's amazing. So like for the KCON stage that has been confirmed. So this one is actually like inside the convention center and it goes on throughout the day. We don't have like exact times or anything because that will come out probably closer to KCON. So. KCON stage is going to be INI, Joe Yuri, BB, Boy Next Door, Stacy, P1 Harmony, ZB1, Hyolin, Nmix, Ace, and 2US. So that's what we have so far.
We got a lot of good Gen 5 stuff going on here, to be honest. Like for guy groups, especially.
Oh, yeah.
Haley,
especially from me. My
Haley,
God.
You are getting fed.
I was like not expecting all of them to go. I was hoping for Boy Next Door. And obviously it's like ZB1. But then the biggest surprise and like pleasant surprise is 2US is going. I'm so happy because I didn't think that they would already because...
And we're still waiting. It's because I feel like there's no major artists yet. They always wait
for
like the last.
They need like a big group.
They always wait for like the last release, I feel like, till they drop it.
I'm thinking it's going to be NCT 127.
It possibly might be. I think so too.
But we don't know yet.
I'm still hoping.
Tomorrow.
I'm still hoping. Somehow 17. Oh, no, I don't think Islet. I really. I'm hoping for it. Sure. Islet and 17 is what I'm hoping for. But I mean, we don't know. It doesn't look promising right now.
So there's also specific groups that are doing meet and greets this year. It's going to be Kepler, Boy Next Door, John Somi, Stacy, 2US, Nmix, ZB1, P1 Harmony, and Hyolin.
I can't
what
wait.
What we have so far.
Oh man, I already have an idea of which ones Haley's going to be trying to get. I'm definitely going to try to get John Somi, of course. Like finally.
Right.
I'm going to get Stacy, of course, too, Somi, and I'm going to get Nmix. All I know
so
is for
you
now.
Have, like, a decent amount.
Is that
of
each
girls?
Day so far for me? It feels like it, right? Or no, Somi is the same day as Stacy?
No.
Suus. Oh, so I have one meet and greet basically each day, I feel like. Yeah. Cool.
Okay. I haven't looked at that. But yeah, so that's pretty much it, what we have for
I know,
the lineup.
You're going for ZB1 and Boy Next Door,
for
right?
sure.
Those are your major ones.
Yes.
100%.
100,000%.
How about Somi? You think you're going to try Somi also? No?
No.
You're just like, no.
No, I don't have like unlimited cash. Like, I just want to do the ones that I really want. Plus, we're paying for like probably doing the premium to get like the good seats, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know why my voice went really low. But yeah, that's
because you're not excited talking about Boy Next Door as per usual. Because it's whenever Boys Next Door came up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, so that's all I have for KCON.
So we'll see. We'll find out in due time. By the next episode, we'll 100%, 100% find out the full lineup. And if Haley, well, you can tell by her voice.
If I'm dead or alive, basically.
Exactly. Either way, she's going to be dead. Yes. Let's see. Also, since we're talking about concerts, I did want to talk about the concert FOMOs that I was having recently because of all the Asia stuff. Recently was, remember we talked about it briefly, it was all the universities.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, the university festival season in Korea where they had so many idols and stuff showing up. And it's just been like freaking crazy. So also during one of the concerts for IU was performing the Philippines.
Oh yeah.
And her mom was there watching. And her mom, so cute, she gave like these giveaways. They're actually really cute like giveaway gifts to like all the fans, all the Uena, right? Isn't that her thing?
I don't know.
Okay. And I thought you would know, but no? I think that's it. She gave out like a lot of like, cute merch, like a cute mini binder with a cute photo card in it and like a cute keychain. Mm-hmm. Isn't that cool?
Yeah. And I think the reason why they could only do this, because I think when they had her concert in Korea, so she gave out, the mom gave out pillows for the fans. But then, because IU was saying, we can't, like, bring all of that stuff because they have to ship it to wherever they're going. So they decided on, like, smaller like, gifts, trinkets right. and stuff for the fans. But that's pretty freaking cool. You have a photo card holder and, like, a photo card of IU. That's amazing.
I mean, we got cushions for twice,
those
right?
are lame.
But it's still cushions.
Oh my god, what am I gonna do with it? It's like
you
freaking,
sit on it. That's what a cushion's
it's
for.
Not, have you felt it? It's not even soft.
It is somewhat
it
soft.
Seems like one of those inflatable ones that's just like vinyl. I don't know.
And let's see. Also, the other FOMO thing I do have is, of course, always related to New Jeans. So it's really cute. New Jeans actually gifted bunnies at the K-Wave concert, that crazy K-Wave concert. So they gifted all their bunnies a lot of cute gifts, too, like including like snacks and all this bunny New Jean merch that I am so sad that everyone else got. And then like along with the snacks, they also got. Get this, actual Gucci products, like in Gucci bags.
Yes.
Like not Gucci, like leather bags, but like, when you buy something from, shopping bags. So when you buy something from the shop. Yeah. So they got actually, I think it's like perfume or something. It's freaking crazy.
So that perfume is the one that I actually have. Did you know that?
No, I didn't realize
that. It's Gucci Flora. That's the exact perfume.
Isn't that cool? That they're giving that out though? That's insane.
Well, they gave him like the little travel size
one. It's so cute.
Oh, of course, but still,
can you imagine like what the fuck? What other group has given out Gucci or like some type of like this type of merch? Oh, they have.
They have given out Kenzo perfume for their fans.
That's so cool
for the music shows.
Freaking awesome.
Specifically, it was for Felix because he was doing it.
The FOMO is real. Like, oh man, everyone. I mean, I get it. K-pop, right? Korean pop. So everyone in Korea gets fed, but it's just makes us global fans very jealous.
Yeah,
and,
because like
sad.
I remember specifically to Lino when it was his last day for the music corps, he baked his own cookies for a stay.
Don't get me started. There's so many incidents where that kind of has happened.
Right.
I think like Seulyun has cooked. Like or bake cookies too for like answers. Oh man.
Yeah.
And on that sad note, I think it's time to take a bathroom break, a water break, or whatever you need to do. Mm-hmm. And we will remind you that you're still here tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast. Don't forget to like, hit that notification bell and subscribe, follow, whatever you have to do if you haven't yet. And Haley, where can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
And we are pretty much available on all podcast streaming platforms. So wherever you're tuning in, give us a little help and a little love with that rating.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And I think with that, we should move on to the next segment. We have a good amount of stuff here as well, Haley.
Yikes. Actually, I scrolled down and we have a lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We have, it's meaty. This is a very meaty episode. Mm-hmm. like I said, everyone, we're going to get fed today. Let's see. Let's talk about it. Let's do it. The Hype Civil War.
Again.
We got some updates finally-ish. She held, MHJ has held her second press conference, and this is in lieu of the court ruling in her favor.
Strange.
Crazy enough, right? honestly, I've been seeing, like, on so many social media platforms and, like, articles, like, honestly, like, it's just really, it feels like it's half and half.
Yeah.
Like, people, the side, like, sides people are on, you know? Mm-hmm. You obviously know which side we're on. But it's just pretty crazy in general. Like, how long this is going, like, all the, everything that's going on. And it's crazy because it's in the midst of, like, New Jeans
comebacks.
Yeah. They're going to be, like, debuting Japan. Mm-hmm. So, my God, the distraction for the members and, like, right. You know, all the other managers and employees that's, you know, doing their job still, mm-hmm. right, with helping out with all this stuff. It sucks. So she did dress differently. She looked less crazy.
She looked more professional.
She looked a lot healthier.
Put together,
yes. Mm-hmm. That's a good way of putting it. I think, let me see. I'm trying to, like, get an idea of what I'm doing here. Okay. So, like, Minhee Jin also kind of wanted to reconcile.
Mm-hmm.
Reconcile with Hype. And it's pretty interesting because, I mean, she was saying stuff about, like, you know, like, they should reach a compromise. That's what they should do for, like, you know, the greater good for the future. Mm-hmm. And it's like she's doing this, you know, she's, like, kind of more proper and, like, I think in her right mind right now.
Yeah.
But the crazy part is it's like she says all this, but I'm like, shit, don't you remember what you just did in the last press conference and what you did to get all this started? Like, you weren't like giving them.
She was slashing everyone down.
She was
basically
bringing everyone down. Yeah, mm-hmm. Of course. Like, so many people caught in the gunfire of like all this stuff. Not to mention, like, if you had simply just let the audit happen and weren't trying to keep all the stuff and like, you know, had stuff to hide, then all this would never have fucking happened, to be honest. But it is what it is now. So she wants to reconcile because obviously, she's probably realized she's screwed if nothing happens. Because what other big company is going to take her in after this crazy, like, debacle? Mm-hmm. What Hype did in response to this, like, so far, like, I think because the court ruled in her favor, they can't fire her, let her go yet. Or at least there has to be, like, specific circumstances that kind of hit it, and they can't right now.
Right.
They, I think, fired, like, two of her closest, like, confidants in the company kind of thing, like, assistants or whatever.
Yeah.
So they replaced those two. And then I think Hype even released someone from Hype announced that they have no intention of compromising. they want to reach a conclusion through police investigations and all the related lawsuits going on. I mean, like,
so
she took,
like,
it this far. They're not just going to be like, oh, okay, we forgive you.
Nope.
After all the legal shit that everyone is paying for already, I don't think they're just going to let it go. Not to mention, they're put on the global stage right now. Everyone's eyes are on them about what's going to happen. And, after everything has happened, like, what did she expect?
Mm-hmm.
What did she...
You're not just going to be like, she expected, it's okay. Like,
yeah, she thought it was going to be a happy ending, fairy tale ending. No, this is real life. We'll just see what happens next.
The most important thing, though, is that hopefully just New Jeans will be okay.
Like,
at the end.
If I'm trying to be super optimistic and positive about this, yeah, that obviously is the most important thing for all of us fans, right? Like, the members themselves will be, you know, okay. And musically wise, if she ends up somehow staying,
yeah,
like, obviously she's been doing well with,
right,
in terms of the music only, looking at her music and her talent in music. Obviously, she does really well. So hopefully that just continues at least. A lot of people were saying, like, I mean, there's so many stuff about, like, I don't know why these articles, it's supposed to be, like, just news articles, but they talk about Kay Nedison's opinions and all this shit. It's like,
that doesn't matter.
Who cares? Like, your news outlet, like, in terms of, like, a lot of the articles I've seen. But it's like some people were, like, thinking and saying, like, oh, they're probably, Hype just wants them. Like, if it happens, like, they're just going to, it's going to be the downfall of New Jeans. They'll bring New Jeans down. Mm. And in my head, I'm like, these comments are sometimes, like, people don't think. Actually, most of the time, people don't think before they say this shit. You think they're just going to destroy New Jeans? themselves?
No.
After the investment they've had on them and how well they're doing popularity wise, like that's the dumbest thing. That's why I hate when I see articles like putting stuff about like, oh, and then K-Nets are getting mad or whatever this shit. Mm. But yeah, we'll just see what happens. Also, just because we're on it really quick. Remember, I don't know if you saw this article where like Minhee Jin was, you know, she was fucking throwing everyone under the bus.
Yeah.
She said that she even brought up that Bang PD Nim, producer Nim, Bang PD. He said, and there was like, I think like they found it, like the actual recording or something. He wanted to quote unquote crush Aespa.
Oh, right. I did see that.
With,
I think it was text
message. With New Jeans' debut, they wanted to crush Aespa. Mm-hmm. I mean, to be honest, who does it? I mean, all companies do that.
They're like, probably like, we're going
to
do better.
She's trying to use it against him. Like, fucking, I'm pretty sure every other like company is like, we want to crush BTS.
Right. We have to beat them.
We have to crush BTS twice. Like, it doesn't, like, it's the dumbest thing. We want to become the next Blackpink. We want to crush Blackpink.
And like, I feel like it's not anything to do with the members. I don't think they give a fuck about that shit. It's always just the adults.
So, like, the only reason why I brought that up is because, like, it was brought up to Aespa live
in front of them. Right.
And then Winter's just laughing.
She's like,
like, you know, they're just saying all this stuff. It's like, you know, they take, the idols, they're trained super well.
Yeah.
Like, they take it in, like, a good way. Like, they're like, oh, you know, that means just, you know, that means we're doing really well.
Exactly.
We're being,
they're like, oh, my gosh, so successful. That means our comeback is going to be amazing. Then.
Yeah, so it's cool. And then plus, you know, they've been, Aespa and Eugene's have actually had comebacks around the same time.
Yeah.
So they've been both performing at music shows.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot if it was Music Bank or I think it was Music Bank where they performed. And it was cute because at the end, you could see them, like, I think, New Jeans did beat out Aespa,
yeah.
But it was cute because like when Karina and Giselle, like, they were walking by, like, they, I think Karina tapped Danielle,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And was like thanking them or congratulating them, and was like everyone's bowing to each other, and like it's just like it's really the adults, like all of them are like, you know, especially I feel like Espa's really good. They're like, honestly, they're really good with other idols.
Yeah,
I've been watching a lot of their stuff. Like,
they're respectful.
Karina's a great leader. Like, mm-hmm. She's really good at, you know, like, they're respectful. They don't let like all this criticism or like anything like get to them. And
mm-hmm.
They just like actually stay genuine and they're just themselves.
Right.
Which is awesome. We need more like this. And I'm glad they have Aespa, because Aespa is doing a great job of being like a good example for Gen 4, right? Gen 4 group.
Right.
So it's nice seeing all these little, you know how I get giddy when it comes to like all these groups. I mean, Eunche was there too. So Eunche was there.
Yeah.
So it's like everyone's having a good time. Everyone's happy because Eunche is like good friends with Karina too. So.
Right.
Let's see. Let's move on from this. Nayeon is going to be Sana's next guest.
That should be interesting.
That's
going to
be a great episode for Sana's Fridge Nayeon interview show.
Yeah.
So. She just recently did Dex, who was, it's kind of reversed because Dex was the host for the first season.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Singles Inferno, as many of you may know.
Right.
So Sana interviewed him, and now she's interviewing Nayeon. It hasn't released yet, but it will soon. So that'd be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I have some notes here about Jonathan, the GOAT.
K-Star.
My favorite, like, Korean, like, interview host.
Yes.
It's so entertaining. If you haven't seen K-Star Next Door yet, just... For sure, he's interviewed one of your groups. Like, I'm not going to lie. If you haven't watched his show, just watch something with one of your groups. Because he just recently had an episode release, I think, of 80s.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And, like, even before that, there was, like, TXT. There was a Kiss of Life with NMIX. I think it was just, like, Lily Haewon and then Belle and Natty.
Mm-hmm.
And then Zico, N-Team, NCT Dream. And then before that, like, we talked about him, like, a year ago.
Right.
He did Stray Kids, like, multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so funny. Because he's such a genuinely funny and, like, interesting host.
Yeah, he brings up, like, the questions that you wouldn't expect from a freaking host.
And, like, the
like
idols are
unhinged.
Always, like, yeah, it's unhinged. They're, like, thrown for a loop. The idols are laughing.
Yeah. And they're worried, too. They're like, oh, my God, what is he going to ask
it's
us?
It's so funny. And he's just, like, and the way he looks as a host, I'm not trying to, like, throw any
goofy.
Shade at him. He looks goofy looking, but in a very fun, appealing way. Like, you're like, this guy looks funny
like,
already.
Easy to get along
with. He looks funny already, so he's funny. So it's, like, perfect. So he did, like, Stray Kids, Le Sserafim, you know, 80s before again, and G-Idle,
twice,
the boys,
didn't they?
ZB1 twice. So it's just, the list goes on. I only brought it up because, like, I haven't watched a lot of his new episodes, but I am trying to make myself watch it. Because there's so many good episodes and so many interesting stuff.
Right.
I just remember Changbin always getting upset.
Yes.
Like, and they're always like,
and he wanted to use the restroom.
And oh my gosh, even just like, just everything. It was pretty, it's a lot of fun. And I think, and one of the things, like, it's just, I think Le Sserafim was brought up. I think there was a news article, like, New Jeans was brought up with, like, Le Sserafim or something. And it's like, because, you know, like, of all the drama too, it's just like shows more so that, like, oh, they're all good friends. Like, it was, I think, Yunche, Kazuha, and Sakura. But then they were saying, like, even they had a lot of praise. Yunche knows all their dances, right? And then, like, Yunjin is really good friends with the members from New Jeans because remember, Yunjin was from Source also,
right?
So it's like, of course she knows, and all we if you didn't listen to that past episode that I talked about, all of the members from New Jeans were
from Source,
picked out by Minhyejin from Source. So it's like, yeah, that's how it is. Let's see. I think this next part, it's you, Haley. It's to us and some other Gen 5 boy groups before we even get into your, you know, your main boys at the end.
Right. Yeah. So TWICE did actually drop their new music video for Hey Hey. And honestly,
so I say Hey
Hey. Hey Hey. Well, it's an exclamation point. Honestly, like, their songs are so freaking good.
Damn, that song is good.
Oh my God. Like, this song.
Maybe it's just like, well, you know, actually, you know what? It's a good song. I was going to say, is it something because we're biased to it because we like this kind of tune? Because of, like, anime and, like, other stuff. But, like, no, it's just, it's good.
When I first heard the song, like, honestly, I could see it being an opening for an anime, like, slice of life. It's just very, like, refreshing, upbeat. And even, like, their concepts are like that as well. It's very, like, schoolboy kind of, like, schoolboy crush, I guess. But even since, like, their debut songs, I feel like, even though I know that they've had, like, maybe how many songs now? Maybe four?
It's only a handful, yeah.
Yeah, they're all really good. I don't skip any of them.
They're all catchy. Oh, my gosh.
They are. I mean, like, I really think they're going to get popular eventually.
And if you didn't know, TWICE is under the HYBE umbrella,
they
too.
Are.
I don't remember the, do you remember the specific company
remember,
that they're under
actually.
That's under HYBE?
It's not Pledis.
Oh, you're right. I think they are Pledis. Which makes
sense.
Why does their music sound so good? Because they're under Pledis. And guess who else is under Pledis that has
17.
Fucking amazing music? 17. 17's music
is
so good.
The thing is, like, with, like, 17 as well, a lot of their songs sound like they could be anime openings. And then, so that's kind of the vibe that I get with TWICE. I really love their music. And I'm excited to see them come to KCON because, obviously, I want to see those songs live.
I'm surprised you don't want the High Touch then.
I mean,
this might be the only chance
we'll
before
see.
People get into
I'll
them.
We'll see how it goes.
It's just $120, a casual $120.
Oh,
but then,
okay.
Like, it makes up for it in the future if you can't see them or, like, something happens, right?
Maybe. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that because, like, yes, I know all the members, but it's just, like, I don't have that kind of attachment to them. It's just, like, mainly for their songs, if you know what I mean. I
yeah, because we play them on Rhythm HYBE. And if Rhythm HYBE had TWICE, maybe we'd play it more.
They need to put them on there. Oh, my God. Okay. So, anyway, so their second, they're actually having a second mini album called Summer Beat, and it's going to release at the end of June. So, I'm really looking forward to it. Keep an eye out for that. Moving on to another fifth gen group that I have been really obsessed with lately as well.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I've just opened
She's
the gates.
She's still just a simp. Yes, go
I've
for it.
I've opened the gates because, like, honestly, I'm like, ugh, I don't want to get into, like, any more groups because, like, it's just a lot with Stray Kids already. But then I'm like, man, these fifth gen groups, they have really good songs. Like, I can't ignore that because, like, their songs are really good. This is actually JYP's new fifth gen boy group, NEXT, which stands for Next Z Generation, basically. So they have only three songs out right now, but each one is really, really good. Please check them out. Their songs kind of sound like lo-fi. I don't know how to, like, describe it, but, I mean,
yeah, that's
you've
the best.
Listened to them.
It's not really, I don't think it's,
like, just that lo-fi part in the beginning. But then I don't know, like, the actual genre for their music, but it's really catchy.
It has, yeah, I guess you can, it is it low?
The beginning, like, part of it. For Ride the Vibe.
Like the beat though is very like interesting. A little bit.
I don't know what genre.
I guess you can say lo-fi, but at the same time, yeah, because you could hear like more electronic and stuff.
It's really good. Their debut song, or pre-debut song, actually, Miracle, it's in Japanese and in Korean because these members, they're actually all Japanese. So what I thought is they're going to be like Nizu, which is what I assumed, and I'm wrong because they're actually promoting in Korea. So they're all Japanese. They were under Nizi Project. But they're promoting in Korea.
So it's
they're
like dropping... XG, except they don't all speak or sing in English.
I don't know. So they're doing Korean songs. They're promoting on Korean music shows. I'm really excited for that because, like, with Nizu, you don't really hear too much about them outside of Japan. But then with NEXT, there might be a chance for them to come, like, next year maybe for K-Con because...
Maybe.
I mean, actually, that's a lie because they do have Japanese groups come to K-Con.
Yeah, I was going to a second.
Yeah, I know. They have J-O-1, I-N-I, May. So never mind. Just ignore me. So check that out. Their songs are Miracle, Ride the Vibe, and Starlight. Highly recommend them.
And they did a dance challenge with Bang Chan.
They did. I was going to bring that up in the Stray Kids section, but...
Oops, sorry.
Bang Chan finally did another dance challenge because I feel like it's very rare for him to do
those. He's just being a leader and a mentor. I feel like
he
does
them.
It when it counts.
Yes, that's true. So, like, we know that. It's very important to him. So he did Ride the Vibe challenge because they were actually all at the K-Wave Festival.
Like I said, K-Wave, that shit was popping.
Yeah, so, yeah, it was really cute. Check that out. It's on their Stray Kids. No, it's on Nex's IG. So cute. Okay, that's it.
Last thing. Did you see this?
I did see this.
I mean, you could talk about it. It's just very general, but...
I'm just going to go briefly over it.
For the Gen 2ers out there, right?
So, T.O.P., as we had mentioned before,
Big Bang, of course,
is supposed to be doing this Moon X... Is it... No,
Space X
Dear Moon project. But it has been canceled. So, he's no longer going to the moon. And
damn. What a shame.
I mean... Because this was the one that was meant to be with Steve Aoki.
He's supposed to make music on the moon.
There was, like, other people, too.
He was going to make music on the moon.
So, that's canceled. So, that's not happening anymore. But I have a feeling he's going to probably make his own music. If I see music from T.O.P. before G-Dragon, I am going to flip the table because this is insane.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to record you flipping the table because this most likely will happen.
Oh, my God.
But is it? I mean, he was really looking forward to it. I think he was kind of sad about it, but at the same time, just grateful, I think.
Yeah, like, obviously, because, like, he's very interested in space. And so I think that's the reason why they picked him. But yeah, so he's sad, but then
I feel like he's just very thankful. Like, I feel like there's a lot of gratitude to, like, even be chosen.
Right, exactly.
It's crazy because I think he also said, like, his ultimate goal is still to go to the moon one day.
Someone send this man to the moon. Just strap him. Mission or something. Yeah, so maybe hopefully one day he can visit the moon.
But yeah, that was kind of sad news. But at the same time, it's kind of nice to see, like, he took it in a... In, like, not like a really negative way. Like, he's still positive, and he said he's making music, right?
Right.
He's working on music already.
Yeah, so that's why I'm like, he's probably going to release it before G-Dragon. That bitch. Like, I don't know what he's doing. It's already June.
I will set up a table for you so you don't flip our dining room table. Okay. And I can't wait to record it.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll post it.
So, but the thing that makes me sad, too, is because, like, I don't know if T.O.P., like, is with... Like, on good terms with G-Dragon, Taeyong, and Daesung? Like, because he just...
We don't know. That's true.
I don't know
what's
going on.
It's like he's doing
his
own thing kind of thing.
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't know if he's just, like, cut ties with them. It sucks, but...
I hope not.
I hope not, too.
I hope they maybe they'll reconcile. Like, reconcile one day. Like, Blink-182.
Maybe. Yeah.
Then they're all BFFs again.
That's my news.
Okay. So, that means it is going to be the last water break. The last bathroom break before Haley talks about BTS, Stray Kids, and BND, Boy Next Door.
This sucks because I feel like I have so much to talk about at the end.
Yeah, here's some water. Let me pass you this water real quick.
I'm good.
Okay, so don't forget to hit that notification bell. Like, subscribe, follow wherever you're tuning in. We are pretty much available on all major podcast streaming platforms. And Haley, tell them where they can check us out and what can they do.
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast. If you want to send us a DM, please send it on Instagram. And If you want to check out some of our concert videos, they're also on there.
Mostly Instagram. I mean, we don't post.
Mostly Instagram. We don't post on TikTok anymore because of all that weird shit that was happening with America, with
like, possibly mute. Yeah, like, we'll see. I mean, we don't know, like, how far it's gotten, but
we'll
it's
see.
Like.
I mean, yeah. People are still posting on there,
of
obviously.
Course, of course. It's still alive, but we don't know for how long, in terms of, but we'll see.
Right. So, BTS.
All right.
Okay,
go
so
for it.
Here's the big news. Jin is going to be back in
seven days. This man is going to be back in a week.
I cannot fucking believe how fast that went, because I feel like it didn't even feel like he was gone for 18 months.
No.
Like, what?
This man just sang Super Tuna and went and performed with Coldplay.
Honestly, like, the last memories of Jin that I have was him playing that Rage game in his pajamas.
I hope he does more of that. He has the potential to be one of the biggest Twitch streamers ever.
Well, I mean, we always say that, but yeah. So, actually, he's going to be back in time for BTS Festa. How convenient. Maybe they did plan it like this for him to be back for Festa this year. So, the funny thing, not funny thing, but the cool thing is that he will be giving hugs to ARMY.
He says he wants to give free hugs, right?
Yeah, so basically on June 13th, there is going to be an event for Jin at the Jamsil Arena, and it's called Jin's Greetings. And basically, what is going to be happening in this is that the first session is a meet and greet with Jin. And it says here from the Weverse thing, I like the way that they described it. The first session is a time for light hugs with Jin.
Yeah, free hugs.
Per request from the artist. So
yeah,
he wanted
Jin
this.
Wanted to give the hugs.
He wanted this.
It's freaking,
isn't
this man.
Isn't that amazing? And so, like,
you know what's not amazing, though? Did
that
you hear what
we
they
can't
did?
Go over.
Well, that's definitely one of it.
Okay.
But also before that, I think Hybe was gonna make it a fucking raffle, like an album raffle event where you have to buy albums and get raffles. So you can imagine how upset a lot of people were, especially because Jin had intended to just
wanted to
give it for free, like, free hugs, right?
So how are they picking them?
No, they're not doing it. It's canceled.
Okay.
But I don't know how they're picking people still. But I'm just saying, like, yeah, I'm glad they're not doing album raffles. That's bullshit. Because Jin said he just wanted to give free hugs.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that part. But anyway, so it says it's expected to last 3 hours. He's going to be hugging for 3 hours? What?
He has the stamina. He's come straight from the military.
Isn't that amazing, though? I'm like, man, I want to hug.
Are we
from
going?
Jin.
Let's just fly to Korea, June 13th.
Oh, my God.
Let's see. What are we doing June 13th? When is this? Oh.
Next week?
Damn. And we have Father's Day.
What's funny is that, like, if you don't, it says here specifically, if you do not want a hug, who wouldn't? You can replace it with a handshake.
First off, why are you in line?
If
you don't want a hug from Jin, why are you in line? Don't waste our time.
Yeah, so this is a really cool event. Jin is obviously very, very thankful for ARMY, and then he's happy to be back from the military. So this is his way of saying thank you to ARMY. Yes, so that's all that I have for that. Oh, I didn't even see that you had this here. You added this in?
Yes, Haley.
Okay, anyway. So, moving on. So, Festa is coming up on June 13th for BTS. This is obviously for their anniversary. There is also going to be the Bang Bang Con streaming on June 8th, which they do every year since, like, I think since, like, the pandemic, they've been doing this. So basically, they stream all, like, their past concerts and everything. And then, yeah, that's all that I have for BTS, because we did already go over Jungkook.
But you didn't put the detail. Like, like, it's a fan song, and you said, see screenshot.
Oh, right. Okay.
See?
Okay.
Haley's trying to end it because she doesn't want to talk anymore.
Okay, so Jungkook. Moving on to Jungkook. So for his song that we mentioned earlier, Never Let Go, is going to be a heartfelt tribute to Jungkook's fans, aka ARMY, encapsulating the message to never let go of each other's hands as a token of gratitude for the boundless love from ARMY all over the world.
I'll never let go, Jungkook.
I'll never let me go. Yeah, so that's coming out on June 7th, which is really soon. Amazing. Okay, so moving on. Stray Kids. So as we mentioned, as I mentioned earlier, they performed at the K-Wave concert. What was really, really exciting to see is that Changbin has finally changed his hair color, because I think it's been fucking, how many years? Maybe like 4 years.
The color
or
has changed, but the style has not changed.
Which is upsetting to me. At the same
what
time,
a waste.
I want them to do an undercut on him again. So the hair color that he has currently is a purple grayish blue color, and it looks really nice, but they need to freaking like side shave his head or something. Make it different.
Do something. Slick back.
So, no, actually, Changbin looks really good with like his forehead showing. So they
yeah. Why don't
have
they do
bangs.
the Jimin butter slick back?
I mean,
hair,
they have
G-Dragon
before.
Thing. Yeah, that's why.
Well,
waste. It's colored. What
I
the
know.
Fuck? Use
yeah,
it.
Maybe for their comeback. Maybe for their comeback, which is going to be on July 19th. So I'm pretty sure that we will be getting a teaser trailer drop from Stray Kids very, very soon, like this month, maybe next week or something, because like I feel like it's coming up soon. They've been hinting it, so just keep an eye on that. They always drop their trailers out of nowhere, without anything. They'll just drop it without any warning. So also on the K-Wave concert, they performed Lose My Breath, S-Class, and God's Menu.
Those are good songs.
Yes, of course. Also, Han and Sungmin did release a Stray Kids record called Respirator. That is it for Stray Kids.
Wow, is that really?
Yes, because we mentioned everything else earlier.
That's true, we did. The comeback, or like, oh yeah, all the different dance challenges. Yeah. Wooyoung and Next. Is it Next Z or Next?
Next.
It's just Next, right?
Just Next. Okay. And it stands for Next Z Generation, basically. Generation Z.
Well, they are definitely Gen Z.
They are Gen Z. Exactly.
That makes sense.
So,
moving on, and there's something to talk about after Stray Kids.
It's not my fault that Stray Kids didn't have much news this week.
So we got The Boy Next Door.
Yes, Boy Next Door, my fifth alt boy group. So they did have a Weverse Live. Oh my god. So I did show Joko this because I was like, oh my god, this is such a disaster. So after their fan meet was done, they did a Weverse Live for the fans just to like say thank you and stuff and whatever. So during the Weverse Live, Taesan accidentally switched the camera view from them to the staff that was like standing directly behind the camera. And oh my god, like his face was so shocked. Remember?
I mean, I remember it.
Yeah, so like he was like, oh my god, like what the hell do we do? And then it was funny because Lee Han was just laughing the whole time. And like Jaehyun looked so freaking pissed off. Like not pissed, but then just like, oh my god, did this just happen? Because it's alive.
And stuff has happened like this though before in the past. Not to them specifically.
Boy Next Door.
To a lot of other groups.
So of course. And then like, because it's live, what can you do? Like everyone has seen the freaking staff member's face. Luckily, she was wearing a mask.
It was cool to see Jaehyun act as a leader, and we actually like.
But Taesan's like face was like, "Fuck!" Like you could tell, like, "Holy shit!" And Jaehyun was like, "What? What? Wait! What are you doing?" I don't know. But then, like, obviously, they just have to be more careful when they're like pressing stuff on the phone.
Or specifically,
Taesan. It was funny because the Weverse Live that they did the second day of the fan meet, Taesan was in the back.
He was not allowed to be near there.
They kept him away from the camera.
I just appreciate the fact that Lee Han was just laughing.
Of course. Like, what can you do, though? And then also, so like, BND completed their first fan meet, Wonderful Day, for their first year anniversary. So this was their first fan meet. Of course, it was only in Korea. All members did end up crying during the part where they were reading their letters to Wondor. So I feel like this is like a common thing during fan meets. Like either the fan sends like the letters to the members, or the members do letters for the fans saying like thank you for being with us and whatever. So they all did end up crying. Sungho especially, like he started crying not when he was reading his own letter, but when Una, the Mangne, he read his letter. And I guess what had happened in Una's letter, he was basically saying that, you know, he went through hard times. And because he's so young, I think he's like 17, but during, you know, like before they debuted and everything, he's,
of course, the trainee life session,
like thinking about it, like it must be so hard for them, like taken away from your... I know this is something they want to do, but, like, in the grand scheme of thing, like, of course you're going to miss your family. You're not going to have your regular life. Like, you're not going to have your friends, like, school, family, like, that whole, like, support system with you all the time. So, basically, it's the members. And basically, like, Songho was crying because, like, he felt guilty in a way, saying, like, oh, it sucks that we had to take Una away at such a young age. I wonder if we, like, looked after him correctly. And then I guess at the time, too, when they were working, Una's grandpa passed away. And then, like, he still did, like, all their concerts and, like, all their... the work that they needed to do. And then he didn't even have, like, that time to, like, you know, pause and, like, process everything.
And grieve,
like,
right.
Exactly. Like, it's hard. And I'm sure, like, the company gave him time. But then it's just... it's not the same. So, like, I guess he just felt really guilty about that. But then, obviously, it's hard being an idol. Like, I don't think I could do it as much as I say, like, damn, it must be, like, so cool to be an idol and stuff. But, like, living in a dorm with people that I don't know initially and then just, like, being on cameras all the time.
Your work schedule. Yeah, like, crazy, your work schedule, honestly. You're nonstop. Like, it's hard. I remember, I forgot who it was, but... someone that, like, is not, like, retired being an idol and now she's an actress.
Oh, yeah.
Mentioned, like, she loves being an actress way more than being an idol. It's just too hectic, too stressful, and it's, like, a lot of hard work and,
like,
time.
Yeah, exactly. We don't see a lot of it behind the scenes, but then, like, I don't know. It's too much.
Especially if you work for JYP. Holy shit.
You're under that whip. Also, like, Taesan, who the member said doesn't usually cry, he cried at the end to reading his letter because he said this is the first time in 7 years that he is performing in front of his parents, and then, like, thanked One Door basically for saying, like, it's all your guys. It's because of you that I'm a cool singer and I'm able to, like, finally show my parents and, like, my siblings, like, who I actually am. Because, you know, sometimes I feel like parents aren't very, what's the word? Like... I can't even think of it.
Like, accepting or support? Yeah, supportive.
Of being, like, because if you say to your parents, like, hey, I want to be an idol. Like, what are the chances that your group is going to do good? There's a lot of groups that we talk about that are obviously, like, successful and, like, they make it big. But there's so
the other half of that is a lot of that just falling.
And yep. I feel like that's it. Like, after that, they have to go back to their regular life. But a lot of times parents are like, oh, man, you want to be an idol? Like, it's hard, but then... of course, like, Boy Next Door is obviously doing really, really well. Do not do too well because I want you to fly under the radar still. Because I don't want you to become, like, Stray Kids yet, you know?
Well, I don't think they're going to be anywhere near Stray Kids anytime soon.
Thank God. Praise the Lord. That's it. That's all I have.
Yes. There you go, Haley. Good job for getting through this. Actually, it wasn't that bad. See? It's just you did a lot of talking to take your deep breaths because she had work today as well.
Yes.
So I think that's pretty much it. So thank you to everyone that was tuning in for this week's episode. As always, don't forget to like, hit that notification bell, follow, subscribe. And on any of the podcast streaming platforms that you are tuning into, which we are pretty much available on. And Haley, where can they check us out? What can they do?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stan Podcast. And if you want to send us DMs, please send them on our Instagram.
Yes. So thank you very much for tuning in. And as always, till the next episode, everyone, please take care, stay safe. And as always, peace.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.